Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages, and tens of thousands of people tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. We receive many exciting testimonies of people who have come to faith in Jesus by listening to these programs. Now, if you listen to this program regularly, I'm alerting you to expect some changes to our programming in the next several weeks. At Heralds of Hope, we are a growing and a changing ministry. We are expanding our audience, we're adding new personnel, and we're updating our content. Eventually, you will hear a new musical introduction to the program, as well as some other changes. But one thing that won't change is our commitment to teaching God's Word. If you're tuning in for the first time today, we are currently being led through the Gospel of John by the teaching of the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder. He was the founder, first president, and Bible teacher for Hope for Today. He went home to be with the Lord in the year 2003. But he taught the Bible in such a way that his teaching never goes out of date. And so we're rebroadcasting his teaching from the Gospel of John, because we're confident that if you tune in each week, you will be blessed by the clear, simple presentation of biblical truth. And that truth, if you accept it, will change your life now and also for eternity. So in just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will come to share his teaching about Jesus. It's titled, Jesus and True Love. But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. It is alone through him that we have access into your holy presence. Jesus' blood shed on the cross at Calvary is the only sacrifice that is acceptable to you to wash away our sin. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to teach us from the Word, open our hearts to receive your truth. Teach us how to love you more truly and more completely. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
The word love is difficult for us to define. We don't really know how to express ourselves with respect to love. Let me try. Love is the response of the heart. Love grows by the association of the object of love with the lover, the closeness of the lover and the object of love. We do not need to try to think out love, that is to analyze it scientifically or technically, because love is an expression and response of the heart more than of the mind. However, to be proper, love needs control and direction. Because we are made in the image of God, our first and basic expression of love should be directed toward God. Even though we cannot see him, we need to direct our first and basic love toward God. Then second, we need to direct our love toward our families and neighbors. You know, Jesus said it that way once. Well, he said it like this: the first and great commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The Bible further counsels us in these words: we love him because he first loved us. That means that true love is a sharing experience, and real true love is that love which God has expressed toward us and we may express toward him. So I'm going to be talking to you about Jesus and true love from John 12, 1 to 11. Now follow closely in your Bible as I read. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, the one who had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who was to betray him, "Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pieces of silver and given to the poor?" He said this not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and carried what was put in it. Then Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial, for you have the poor with you always, but you do not always have me." Then many people of the Jews learned that he was there, and they did not come for Jesus' sake only, but also that they might see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus to death also, because many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus because of him. This experience provides us with several insights into the nature of true love. Let's think about them together. Love expresses devotion. Take a look at Mary's gift. It was very costly, we are told. It was precious ointment, a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly. We do not know how expensive this ointment really was, but some Bible students have suggested it may well have been that Mary spent all her lifetime saving to get this precious ointment, and then she brought it and poured it on Jesus' feet. This act of Mary was an act of deep love. She expressed her devotion to Jesus by bringing this very expensive ointment and anointing his feet with it and wiping them with her hair. Love, true love, expresses devotion. A second insight we get from this experience is love endures suffering. Now notice Judas's reaction. He looked at what Mary did and considered it a terrible waste. He said, "Why was not this sold and the money given to the poor?" He scorned Mary. He ridiculed her. He thought she lacked judgment. But we are told further why Judas said what he did. It was not that he cared for the poor. He was greedy. He was a thief. He liked the feel of money in his hands. He wanted more money. So he heaped on Mary suffering. In my words, he was saying, "She should have known better than waste all this money on this ointment." Mary's love endured that kind of suffering. A third insight we discover here is love enjoys approval. Did you notice how Jesus responded to Judas? He rebuked him, we might say. He said, "Let her alone. For the day of my burial she has kept this." Jesus understood Mary's motive. Judas did not, but Jesus did. He understood why she came and why she had spent her lifetime saving. He understood that, and he approved her in it. Then he gave Judas a bit of counsel. He said, "You have the poor always with you, but me you do not always have." Now I learn another lesson from this. Whatever you're going to do for the Lord, you should do now. Some of these other things can wait, but not what you do for Jesus. Jesus approved Mary's act of love, so Mary's love enjoyed Jesus' approval. The fourth insight is love encourages belief. Many Jews came to the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, we are told. not so much that Jesus was there, but because they wanted to see Lazarus, whom the Lord had raised from the dead. Because of this miracle, the miracle of Lazarus, they came. But we must also notice that Mary's love encouraged them to believe. Because her act, her expression of devotion, surely must have had an influence on these who came and left believing. When they saw Lazarus, when they saw Mary, they were convinced. Mary's love encouraged them to believe. My friend, Jesus and true love should arouse you and me to consider our attitudes. Mary's love expressed devotion. Mary's love endured ridicule and suffering. Mary's love enjoyed approval. And Mary's love encouraged belief. Let me tell you, my friend, Jesus is worthy of your true love. Mary illustrates this for us. Why don't you respond to him now in true love? O God in heaven, we thank thee that thou hast looked down upon us in love, and because thou hast first loved us, we can now return that love, and we want to. I want to, dear Lord, and I pray now for my friend who is listening, that he too may want to return that love so freely bestowed on us, especially in Jesus Christ. This I ask in his name. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for showing us these insights into the nature of true love. Mary's extravagant gift was an expression of her deep love and devotion to the Lord Jesus. May I ask you, how are you showing your love for Jesus? Now, if you were blessed by this teaching and would like an audio CD or a printed copy of it, just write and ask for the teaching, Jesus and True Love. We would be happy to send a copy to you as soon as we receive your request. That's Jesus and True Love. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Jesus and True Love. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can also request our newest publication, Hope Herald. It's a study guide that follows these radio programs, and it will help you to learn more about what we are studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Now here's that contact information again. The quickest way to reach us is by this email address, mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Jesus and True Love. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from this study in John's Gospel. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Now I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study from John's Gospel with an important message titled, Jesus is King. And until then, I urge you to keep looking for that blessed hope.